This is Unsung History, the podcast where we discuss people and events in American history that haven't always received a lot of attention. I'm your host, Kelly Therese Pollack. I'll start each episode with a brief introduction to the topic, and then talk to someone who knows a lot more than I do. Be sure to subscribe to Unsung History on your favorite podcasting app so you never miss an episode. And please, tell your friends, family, neighbors, colleagues, maybe even strangers to listen to. In 1965, the BBC aired a pilot episode of a series that would become a long-running British hit called Till Death Us Do Part. The sitcom, written by Johnny Sprite and produced by Dennis Main Wilson, focused on the bigoted working-class character of Alf Garnett and his relationship with his wife, his daughter, and especially with his son-in-law, Mike Rollins, a socialist from Liverpool. American television director Bud Yorkin saw the show and brought it to the attention of Norman Lear, with whom he had co-founded Tandem Productions. Lear bought the rights to the show and developed an American version for ABC. After two pilots in 1968 and 1969, both starring Carol O'Connor as Archie Bunker and Jean Stapleton as Edith Bunker, ABC passed on the show. In 1969, CBS named a new president of the television station, Bob Wood. Wood had previously run the CBS affiliate in Los Angeles and then had run the division in charge of all five affiliates that were directly owned by CBS, all in major markets. He knew that the shows most profitable to CBS weren't always those with the best national ratings, but rather those most popular in the major markets where CBS owned and operated the affiliates. The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, limited the number of those markets. Wood's innovation was to purge the network of some of the longest-running shows popular in the rural markets, including Hee Haw, Green Acres, and the Beverly Hillbillies, to make room for shows that would appeal to a younger, more urban audience. It was against this backdrop that Wood screened All in the Family at the urging of his programming department. Wood was ready to take a risk on the controversial show and set about convincing the regional affiliates to air the show. It still starred O'Connor and Stapleton, but now added Sally Struthers as their daughter, Gloria Stivick, and Rob Reiner as her husband, Mike. On January 12, 1971, the first episode of All in the Family hit the airwaves, starting with an advisory message. Quote, "The program you are about to see is All in the Family. It seeks to throw a humorous spotlight on our frailties, prejudices, and concerns. By making them a source of laughter, we hope to show, in a mature fashion, just how absurd they are." Unquote. The network was prepared for a barrage of complaints about the show. But that first week, there were fewer than 1,000 calls. A much lower volume than
MSW Media.